You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time for another audio described theatre review here on RNIB Connect Radio with Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands. Hello, Vidar, and good to have you back here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Good to be back, Toby. Thank you very much indeed.
This week we have grief playing tricks on the mind and a web of deceit leading to the ultimate crisis of conscience with the Royal Shakespeare Company's current production of Hamlet in Stratford-upon-Avon. I know that Hamlet is your favourite Shakespeare play, Vidar, and I wanted to firstly ask how this production with Luke Fallon as Hamlet, directed by Rupert Gould, sort of stood up to other productions of Hamlet that you've seen.
Well, it had a hard job because I've seen some excellent productions of Hamlet, as you say, over the years, Toby. So the bar was set high. But despite that challenge, it certainly rose to the occasion, and I found it an absolutely gripping production. Audio description provided by Carolyn and Gethin, and a really, really edifying, informative touch to her, during which we met many of the cast who kindly once again come out to talk to visually impaired patrons and their companions ahead of two very busy shows during a Saturday. And no, I was really captivated by the ingenious setting for the whole play as well, and perhaps that's something we'll talk about in a moment.
Yeah, because I wanted to ask what you thought of the set, because it was set on a sort of, I think as one critic said, a royal yacht Scandinavia, with the whole play taking place over one night, which was indicated by a red digital onstage clock. So a very interesting set.
Very interesting set, and in a way, the deck of the ship, which was effectively the set backdrop on which all the action unfolded, as you say, with the ever-present clock making sure that we were aware it all happened in one period of time, was ingenious, and it was, I suppose, somewhat reminiscent of the Titanic, and the costumes were of that period as well, 1912-ish. And the tilting ship's deck tilted as the play went on, I understand. So the audio describer brought that out. Also, they brought out the fact that the clock was ticking and we were periodically reminded of what time it was. So all of that visual information was portrayed and conveyed through the audio description, which, as ever, helped people like me feel that we're very much in tune with what everyone else was seeing and enjoying on the stage.
Yeah, because I think the deck actually sort of violently lurches in those climatic sort of duel scenes of Hamlet, which, as you say, came across through the audio description.
And how, just on a practical level, anyone can sort of carry on with those duel scenes on that sort of tilting deck surface, if you like, is quite a challenge. And, you know, all credit to the actors for doing a brilliant job. And as you possibly know, and if people are listening who know the play well, they'll be aware that there aren't many left standing at the end of Hamlet. It is a tragedy in all its senses, but it is still remains, after this latest production, very much my favourite Shakespeare play.
And there are many quotes from Hamlet that I think we all know, some which have been slightly misquoted, but hearing those Shakespeare lines performed by the actors on stage must have brought that extra bit of power and magic to them.
Do you know, it's really interesting you highlight that point, because I went with a couple of friends who had not seen the production, or not seen Hamlet as a play ever, even though they're great theatre-goers. And the thing that struck them was, obviously, we've talked about the set and the backdrop to the play, but the other thing that they were really struck by was, as you say, Toby, all those everyday expressions that we use in everyday English, which in many cases have their foundations in the play. And in fact, yesterday, talking to these friends who went back to their home in Hertfordshire, they were making a list of the ones they could remember and also doing a little bit of homework about it. So quite an ingenious, you know, piece of research to get involved with, and something that really I think would make quite an impression on folk.
And Rupert Gould's production has been described as startlingly fresh, visually stunning, and sometimes unexpectedly humorous. Vidar, would you agree with those statements, having now seen it?
All very apt statements. It is a real tragedy, as I said a moment ago, not many left standing, but there are some comical scenes within there as well to I won't say give you light relief, but certainly to sort of mitigate the predominantly tragic overtones of the play. And I just found it really captivating, really gripping. And it was a 2.5-hour production which seemed to race by, and I think that tells its own story.
Well, Rupert Gould's production of Hamlet will tour during the spring of 2026 to the RSC partner theatres across the country, and one that I'm sure will be a must-see for many people, and I will try and get some tickets to go and see it as well. And for more about access at the Royal Shakespeare Company, including details of audio-described performances, do visit rsc.org.uk/your-visit/access. Next time, Vidar, you'll be reviewing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Nothing if not eclectic in this slot, Toby. So, yes, that's an exciting touring production that we're looking forward to sharing with you and listeners next time we talk.
Well, as always, Vidar, thank you very much indeed for sharing your audio-described review of the Royal Shakespeare Company's current production of Hamlet in Stratford-upon-Avon with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby.